Hello and welcome. It's our number 4 of the championship edition of the Ben Maller Show. The World Series is over. The Dodgers win the World Series. They win the championship. How great is that? But we got an extra bonus, an unexpected bonus. We did not plan this out. We did not think about what was going to happen postgame. But the Dodgers celebrating on the field, and there was an attack of birds, boo birds, that came in when Rob Manfred attempted to give out the World Series trophy, and he sounded like he was punch drunk. It made for amazing television, and we will react to that. And how could Rob Manfred possibly believe that he wouldn't be booed? What kind of parallel dimension is he living in? We get into that here in hour number 4. By the way, the Dodgers still won the World Series. They haven't taken away that little piece of metal. It's coming your way here in hour number 4. The face of Major League Baseball greeted with disapproval. It was wonderful. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. As we sermonize the sporting world on the vast Fox Sports Radio Network, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, also known as the Geico FSR Studios. We do thank you for spending some time with us. There's only one story that matters on this day, and that is the postmortem on the Dodgers. They finally did it. Those choking dogs won the World Series. They finally got the championship after all these playoff appearances and many gutless efforts in the postseason. Not anymore. The Dodgers, the big winner, as Mookie Betts, he hit a home run, a little insurance. The Dodgers, the big moment, the turning point in the game was in the sixth inning of game number 6 when the Rays starting pitcher Blake Snell was throwing bullets. He was throwing bullets. The Dodgers couldn't do anything. They had tight Tuca syndrome. He was dominating the game. It was like any of the, if you're an old fart, you remember some of the great World Series performances of the last 20 years. Curt Schilling, you think Pedro Martinez, big playoff game. Randy Johnson, Madison Bumgarner, guys like that. He was as good as any of those guys, Blake Snell. He gives up a harmless single to Austin Barnes, and then it's like a cheesy game show. The Rays manager hits the panic button like it's a game show. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. You got a whammy. You got a whammy. And so 32 years and close to $4 billion in player salary finally pays off with a world championship for the Los Angeles Dodgers. But it's what happened after the game that we need to discuss right now. I don't know if you stayed to watch the postgame coverage. Maybe you didn't watch the game at all. You don't care. Maybe you missed it. So the commissioner of baseball, as he is like to do, Rob Manfred paused as he attempted to present in a gala ceremony on the field in Arlington, present the championship trophy to the Dodgers. He was greeted by boos and jeers amid the postgame ceremony there, as this was a festive opportunity. And as Warner Wolf used to say, let's go to the audio tape. Here's how it sounded. Listen closely.
2020 is going to be remembered Thank you. 2020 is going to be remembered as a baseball season like no other. Our clubs, and especially our players, were presented with an array of unique challenges.
I'm thinking Rob Manfred has his own unique challenge trying to get through that. The boos continued throughout the long-winded speech. No brevity from Rob Manfred. It continued. Many people watching the boob tube were like, what the hell is going on? This is very slow and choppy. Slow and choppy. Very inconsistent delivery. Not a polished delivery like you would expect. So I want to talk about this. Now, on the Maller scale of joy, not the Maller scale of panic, the Maller scale of joy, 1 to 10, where does Rob Manfred being booed after the Dodgers have just won the World Series rank on the Maller scale of joy, 1 to 10? It is a 100 is what it is on the Maller scale of joy. I've got Punch Drunk, Halloween, and Shoebox. And we will combine all these things together and make a marginal Maller monologue. Now, to lead off with, could not have choreographed this ending any better. The Dodgers are on the ropes. The Dodgers are on the ropes. They're getting beaten to a pulp. They then take advantage of the mistake by Kevin Cash, the fateful mistake, his moment of infamy. And then they win the game, and then minutes after the game, Rob Manfred enters stage right. Rob Manfred enters stage right, and it's rained down the unapproval, attacked by the Boo Birds. The Boo Birds are attacking. As the great Nev Chandler, friend of Dick and Dayton back in the day, would say, they are serenading Rob Manfred with a chorus in Boo Flat, which is appropriate, right? And the best part about it was these fans, they were Dodger fans, and they, obviously, and they were, you know, they were angry, they were upset, and but they just won the championship, and they're raining down verbal raspberries onto the dais there, and Rob Manfred, the look on his face. Unfortunately, this is only an audio platform, but if you could see the look on Rob Manfred's face, he looked stunned. He was staggered. So the Dodgers win the title, which is great. It's wonderful. Somebody who's a Dodger fan like myself, but to see the snake that is Rob Manfred, to see him feel the wrath of the fan, finally, after all this time, priceless. He was going around, you know, Mr. Big Chest, he's like Antonio Brown, Rob Manfred. He had not a care in the world. Nobody called him on his crap, right? The L.A. fans, and don't mistake this. This game might have been played in Texas. It was a neutral site game. That was a hostile takeover by Dodger Nation. The Dodger fans took over that ballpark in Arlington. They made the pilgrimage, and they were there. 11,000. My guys who were at the World Series have been letting me know that they said anywhere from 95 to 97% of the fans at those World Series games were Dodger fans. Every game was a pro-Dodger crowd, and it was an overwhelming pro-Dodger crowd. About 2% were Rays fans and 1% neutral. That's their estimate. Now, Rob Manfred, you heard a little bit of the speech. I don't know if we have any more of it, but he sounded like a punch-drunk boxer. If you're a fan of the Sweet Science, we've all seen that boxer who had one too many fights and took one too many punches right to the schnozola and is slurring his words and all that. That was Rob Manfred. He was stumbling. He was like the Giants quarterback trying to run in for a touchdown, and he tripped over his own feet. He could not compose himself. And I was waiting for the standing eight count. I was waiting for somebody to drag him off the stage. It was so cringeworthy. But it was equal parts cringeworthy and glorious, right? Manfred, now he tried to defend himself, and there was some spin going on because everyone saw that Rob Manfred looked like he was completely schnockered. And Manfred attempted to explain afterwards that the reason he was slurring his speech, you know, like you would do if you were drunk. We have more. All right, let's play more here. I'm going to give you what Manfred said on why it sounds so awkward, but here's more of Rob Manfred. Listen, this is the commissioner of baseball. This is a $1 billion business, and this is the guy up there after a team wins the championship.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play at the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
What the hell?
Yeah, isn't that crazy, man?
Play it again, Roberto. Play it again, Roberto. This is the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award.
You led the Dodgers.
Now,
is that beer drinking Brian?
No, we exactly. That sounds like one of our callers. We'd like to go to Rob in New York, who wants to call in. He lives in Westchester County. He'd like to talk about baseball. My goodness. Oh, we got to save that. That's got to be in the archive. That's an all-timer. That is an all-timer. So what did Rob Manfred say? Clearly sounded like, you know, we've all been, maybe not all of us, but many of us have been drunk, or we've been around people that have been completely wasted, and that's what they sound like. Manfred attempted damage control. He said the reason he sounded like that, slurring his speech, was because of feedback, technical difficulties, he claimed. Wink, wink. Yeah. Now, I've been in broadcasting a long time, and I've had technical difficulties. I don't believe I've ever sounded like that. Like, I've done monologues here since we had the apocalypse in 2020, where I have been able to not hear anything or barely hear anything. You just keep going. But I don't think I've ever sounded like that. You know when I sound like that is when I'm really, really sleepy. Because when I'm really, really sleepy, I sound like I'm drunk. Or if I'm really drunk, then I sound like I'm drunk. So... Now, I'm not saying the commissioner was boozing it up. I mean, I'm sure there's no open bar at the luxury box where the commissioner was watching the game, but I don't know. Maybe it's just simply technical difficulties. Now,
Ben, this happened before. This is not the first time this has happened with Rob Manfred. Do you remember?
Is that right? When was that?
No, it was. I think it was during last season. He was up in the booth during a game, and the same thing happened, and everyone thought he was drunk.
Interesting.
You don't remember that?
I'm trying to remember. I don't recall that off the top of my head, but I remember there was a Clipper broadcaster, the great Ralph Lawler, who did a game one night and sounded like that, and I guess he said it was some medication or something like that, remember? But this was over the top here. Now, Manfred, here's the other thing I want to get to quickly. So Rob Manfred taking a bow, right? Because that the whole speech, now you heard the slurring of the words, but a lot of that was like taking a bow for finishing the season during the pandemic. And he's doing a victory lap. He's essentially smelling himself. Yeah. So how great he is. And he's saying this to the crowd who's hissing and booing and mocking him. It's comedy gold while he slurs his words. Now, keep in mind that Rob Manfred, what you heard in that soundbite, the two soundbites that we played, Rob Manfred received more snake venom after the World Series than any of the people that actually deserved it. He handed out immunity like Snickers bars on Halloween to Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, George Springer, Alex Bregman, and all the other cheaters of the 2017 Astros. They were allowed to skate. They should have been getting the boos that Rob Manfred got. There was no taunting for them. There was no teasing. There was no ridiculing. There was no catcalls for the scumbags on the cheating Astros. They played without any fans at all. That means there's no payback. There was no payback inside stadiums. Now, some fans went above and beyond the call of duty, and they would mock the Astros bus as they left the ballpark. There was the guy with the bullhorn in San Diego. There was somebody that did that in Oakland. There was the skywriting in L.A. and in Oakland. But that's child's play, right? So call it payback for Rob Manfred being the toothless commissioner. And remember, he also called that trophy a little piece of metal. And I've watched the clips of him being shell-shocked 100-plus times already. They're all over the internet. It gets better each time you watch it. Each time you watch it gets better. This was not only for the Dodger fan. This was also for the other fans who feel like they were robbed by the Houston Astros cheating. Anyway, last thing here. So Rob Manfred appears to be so out of touch with the fan base and the sense, the pulse of the people. See, that's one thing we have is the pulse of the people. But Rob Manfred has no touch when it comes to that at all. And he seemed genuinely in disbelief that he was getting crap, right? That he was getting crap. He anticipated just a hero's welcome, a celebratory applause. What kind of parallel dimension, what kind of shoebox does this guy live in? Insulated from reality. And instead of pats on the back and a hero's welcome, this guy received an elbow from the top rope right to the neck. And just because the Dodgers won the World Series, and we're glad they did, we're not going to forgive and forget what happened in 2017, radioactivity around that particular World Series. It's not too late, by the way, to look back and say, well, we've seen some new information here. We're going to put an asterisk. Everyone's into putting an asterisk on the 2020 World Series. The one that needs one is the 2017 World Series. And as Rob Manfred said, it's just a little piece of metal. And overall, watching the title, I said in another hour, I said it was a daily double. It's actually the trifecta. This was a trifecta because not only did we get, as you know, biased here, the Dodgers win, so we're happy about that. So the Dodgers win. It was a mortal blow to analytics. The Tampa Bay Rays had the game. They were in control, up 1-0, dominant starting pitcher, 73 pitches, and Kevin Cash panicked. He hit the panic button, took his starting pitcher out because the numbers say to do that. Third time through the order. And there was a great line by one of you knuckleheads who pointed out, and the third time through the order, I'm actually going to steal this, third time through the order, which is now the new buzz thing in baseball, that is the equivalent of the prevent defense in football. You know how you go to the prevent defense and you generally give up touchdowns, or there's the four corners offense as well, you know, all that. All that. So we had that, and then we also had Rob Manfred. It's like hitting the exacta at Santa Anita because we had Rob Manfred sounding like he was drunk. I'm sure he wasn't drunk. He just sounded like that, and wow. Wow, 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 wow. It gets better and better and better. It'd be like Scott Farrell. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want a cold one? You want a cold one? Yeah, something like that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, we'll take your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part of the Big Bafo Sacco radio show, you can join the fun. Also, coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to have Password, the word game of stars, later in the hour, and the mass exodus, the mass exodus. Now, what is that all about? We will get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We need to grow the Maller Militia. This is the program of the people, by the people, for the people. Let's help bring new listeners to the Magic Radio box as we burn the midnight oil. If you'd like to help, please just post messages about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. Word of mouth advertising is invaluable. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
To the phones we go, and we say hello. We have been waiting, me and this woman, for years. We have talked about what it's going to be like when the Dodgers win the championship, and now we are living it. Rachel in Southern California, in Montebello, is on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Rachel. What the hell is that? Is that a dog?
Greatest of all, congratulations to you, Ben. And
well,
the magnificent Dodgers. Thank you, Jesus, from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, that is right. I pitched two innings in relief and hit a home run. Nobody saw it, but thank you very much. Yes.
Promoting the sport of baseball.
Talking baseball.
Promoting the sport of baseball.
How great was that?
The night.
How great was that Rob Manfred soundbite? I'm now convinced, like Regina in Minnesota, you know, the guy in Kansas City in Half Pint, Brett in Kansas City, beer drinking Brian rather in Kansas City, and Regina can go and they can be the commissioner of baseball now.
Ben, sounded like a little too much grape juice, if you ask me, by Commissioner Manfred.
No, I'm sure he was completely sober. It's a weird thing that happened.
I understand. Ben, tears of joyful happiness and are flowing through the city of Los Angeles for the world to see. Ben, I was crying a little bit. I got to admit, the tears just came out. I mean,
you were a little emotional. Yeah, I didn't get
emotional.
I was happy. I was very happy, but I didn't like really get like I wasn't verklempt.
I was very emotional.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah. I was hearing on the radio those battling illness. What a boost to their immune system that the Dodgers won the World Series. It was like.
You think people will be healthier now because the Dodgers won the World Series?
So,
well, that's an interesting take.
They were feeling it. And I was listening to them, and they were reacting, their sons and daughters, saying, wow, the Dodgers winning the World Series. Just a boost to their immune system, Ben. Dilly-dilly.
It's crazy though. It's been so long. Like a lot of people who are of a certain age weren't even alive. Like it's, you think of a young person or they weren't old enough. If you're even in your mid 30s, you were like a little kid the last time the Dodgers won the World Series. It's been that long.
I was 1 month old.
Just Coop was 1 month old.
Just a blimp on the radar, Ben.
Yeah.
But you know what? So sweet it is. But to enjoy this for a full year, reigning world champions.
Yes,
I mean,
it's wonderful. And but we don't get a parade, but that's okay.
You're going to get a Medal of Freedom from President Trump.
Oh, is that right? Well,
yes.
Well that'd be great.
President
I'll put that,
Trump, if you're listening, if you are listening, because Ben Maller promoted baseball and made it passionate and that's relevant, right. And Ben, you deserve it.
Well, thank you. All right, I got to go. Thank you, Rachel.
You're fired.
It's apple pie. It's baseball, mom, and apple pie. No?
I'm actually dumb. I wasn't born yet. I was born 1 month after.
You forgot your birthday?
I flipped it around. I was born 1 month after they won.
So you were born in November?
I was 7.
Were you born in... Wait. Let's get to the bottom of this Coop thing.
Yes.
So
I was 7. Born in November.
Okay. So that means your birthday is coming up, Coop. That's a good way to get your birthday out there so people send you stuff.
Yes, it is on the 17th.
All right. Well, good. Happy birthday, Coop. Happy early birthday. All right. Let's go to Chris in Houston. And he is up next.
Hi.
There he is. Calling in. I give him credit for calling in. I didn't think he would. Hello, Chris in Houston.
Stop this arrogancy of you Dodgers. You the Dodgers. I mean, that's the reason why people hate your team. It's because y'all arrogance that you guys have.
The reason why
congratulations on winning
a
championship. And hey, look here. If you keep putting our team, my team name in your mouth, I mean, they're going to keep forever living on. You know what I'm saying? How much rent they paid up for the rest of the next 10 years?
Well, until there is justice, no justice, no peace. Until there's justice for the Astros, we will continue to bring it up. And I think I showed great humility on the show tonight. I don't think I've been very modest. I could have been even more annoying. I did not do that.
Just face it. They paid for rent in y'all mind. That's what they did, Ben. Because
you know what they did? They stole $500,000 or whatever it was, each of them, by cheating to win the World Series.
You want to pacify?
No, you know what I want? I want a commissioner that's got balls. I want a commissioner that takes the trophy away. That's what I want. Their trophy does not count.
Now, I specifically remember your team choking in Game 7. Am I right?
I remember the Astros cheating in every game in the World Series. That's what I remember.
YouTube clips and you want to say what it is, but at the end of the day, we have room in your brain. It's going to stay there forever.
All right. Well, bad news for Chris in Houston, because there are reports now that the World Series is over. The Hot Stove League, if you're a baseball nerd, is going on right now. Don't worry, we'll get back to football tomorrow. But there is speculation of a mass exodus from Houston. George Springer
says, I want bye-bye.
Yeah, George Springer, cheating Astro, according to multiple reports, does not want to return to wear that tarnished uniform.
It's the beginning.
Yep. So the walls are caving in.
You know, it would be awkward.
No, he's not going to go to the
Dodgers.
Even if it's not him, though. If any Astros player came to the Dodgers,
I don't want any of those guys.
What are you going to do then?
No, they're done. They got cooties. I don't want any of them. Let Springer go to the Red Sox or something. I could see him in Boston or play for the Mets or something. The Mets just got a new billionaire owner, so I'm sure they'll spend a bunch of money in free agency. That's normally how that goes when you're a billionaire and you buy a team. You spend money, usually.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Right back to the phones. We're going to have, in a few minutes, Password, the word game of the stars, coming up. Let's say hello, though, to Lee in Seattle, who's next. Hello, Lee. Uh-oh. I don't hear Lee. Did Lee fall asleep? Let's see, I think Lee took a snooze.
Hello?
Oh, there he is. Look at that. You wait long enough and your dreams will come true. Hello, Lee.
Hey, guys. Hey, Roberto, have a Don Julio and Ben have a Jaeger, man. You guys deserve it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Do, when you want shots of Jaeger, you have to go to Lee, because this guy, well, he was buying the drinks for us there at that fine meet and greet, the Maller meet and greet in Seattle last year. It was great.
Yeah, and also, Ben, what I appreciate about you guys is you guys live to the motto of no homers allowed. You guys are fans, but you're not starry-eyed fans. You call it like it is. You know, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. People were giving me a hard time because I did all these monologues firing Dave Roberts and trading Kershaw. I stand by those monologues because they earned those monologues.
I mean, like right now, I'm loving what Russell Wilson is doing, but my God, can we get some defense to help us out? I'm a fan, but I call it like it is.
That's right. That's what you got to, you know, these lemmings, they're like, oh, it's like the worst, one of the worst fan bases. They don't have a lot of fans of those, the Arizona Cardinals. If you say anything critical about Kyler Murray when he sucked for 90% of the game against Dallas, and I point that out, I'm the bad guy? I mean, what a Kool-Aid drinking, pathetic, disgraceful fan base. Embarrassing.
Well, he can't hear anyway because he's too short, so.
That's right. We can't reach the radio to turn up the sound, right, Lee? Because the radio's on the table and he has to, yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy. It's good. I'm good to hear from you, Lee. Had a good time with Lee. Good guy. Good dude. Lee in Seattle. We had fun that night. Let's go to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Let's say hello to the Doc. You got the Doc locked and loaded in Chicago. Doc, you've been blowing up my phone. I was busy working, and I looked at my phone, and I'm like, missed call by, you know, Doc Mike, missed call by Doc Mike, missed call by Doc Mike. What are you trying to do here, Doc? Why were you so...
You know, you got two more months yet, November and December. You've gone through 10 months without sports. Now we blow up Los Angeles. I had breakfast in Burbank yesterday, lunch in Texas, and dinner in Chicago. What a day.
Wait. You flew out to California randomly? You were in California?
Yeah, I told the junior over there that I was going to be in there for another 4 days, and then I'm coming back for 4 months.
Wow.
Went to the clinic I'm working at in Burbank. Yeah. So I got to come down. I mean, you better open up that thing, what do you call it, over there where your station is, you know. And I'll come over there and we'll do a duet over there, whatever you call it.
Are you inviting yourself on the show to do a duet?
You already did. Don't give me this bull. You know,
no, here's the problem, though. There's a mandate from iHeartMedia that we're not allowed to have.
I've had 4 tests of COVID and they've all been negative. I'm coming over there.
Ben doesn't even do the show from here.
Yeah, I'm in a different location, Doc. I'm in a remote studio.
Yeah,
you should find out. You got GPS on your
exactly. You should go to Ben's house and do the duet from there.
You got it, Junior.
No.
They dropped the guillotine on him too.
No, Doc, I'm a big fan, Doc, but no, there's no visitors allowed here. There's no visitors allowed. This is a highly secure.
We're taking down the quarantine sign, and Regina and all these other girls were going to come with me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hold on. All right. I got to go. All right. Thank you. Oh my! Can you imagine if he shows up at the? Oh my God. I love Doc. I think he's armed and dangerous, though. That would be like a radio horror movie, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be like a radio horror movie? Like Doc shows up there and got bottles of yellow liquid. And
he's got my cell phone number. He's going to be calling, hey, yeah. Eddie, let me in. He's got the Doc.
You think it'll be like that creepy guy, Danny from Nashville?
Yes, the Coop's going to be like drawing the blinds.
Let's go to Corn Dog, who's in Wisconsin. I finally had that stadium sauce last week on the weekend. I loved it. It was very good. Hello, Corn Dog.
Hey, Big Ben Maller, long time. No, but just wanted to say, hey, congrats on the championship. But always remember, you had to go through Milwaukee first to get your championship in these playoffs.
Yes, so it was
the juggernaut that was the Brewers.
Very, very difficult. It's always tough to play a team that has a losing record. I agree with you.
Oh yeah, and then along the way you got to celebrate with some Secret Stadium sauce, and you gave it an 8.5 on your Mallor scale of sauce.
8.5 out of 10. I didn't have high expectations. I didn't know a lot about it, but I enjoyed it. It's like a mix. It tastes a little bit like, I guess they combine ketchup, mustard, and some other stuff, right? Isn't that how they made it?
Yeah.
I think.
It's hard to put it down, but it's kind of like a mixture, like ketchup and like Arby's. It's kind of like Arby's sauce with a little bit.
Yeah,
more,
you know, that's actually a good. I was trying to think. People were asking me like, "What's it taste like?" And I'm like, "I can't really put my finger on. It's kind of like a barbecue sauce, but it does taste like the Arby's sauce, but it's better. It's like a little better.
Yeah. Exactly. Huh? So yeah, I just wanted to pass along.
All right,
congrats,
well, thank you, Corn Dog.
All
right, I appreciate it. There you go. We'll hang up on you. We are going to have Password, the word game of the stars. Now, do we have our contestants, or do we need contestants here?
Need contestants.
All right, call right now. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Now, if you're completely hammered, probably don't call. If you have a good grasp of words, because it's a word game of the stars. If you're a word person, a wordsmith. And you know, then you call up. Then you call up, and you got a chance to do a good job and make it entertaining and all that. So Password, the word game of the stars. We're going to get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're a regular listener, you know the Ben Maller Show is unconventional sports talk. We dabble in the outlandish and bond with the freaks and geeks. Facebook's a digital playground for all of us. You can chat with other P1 friends of the show. It's painless, and you can cancel anytime. Just like our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot.
Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
Each and every week at this time, we play Password, the word game of the stars. Let's meet our contestants right now, and then we will regale you with this week's game. And a version of this game has been on television many times. Usually gets pretty good ratings, and then eventually gets canceled. But we've been able to do it on the radio for a while. We have fun with it. Let's welcome in our contestants from Minnesota. We say good morning to Janet in Minnesota. Hello, Janet. Jeanette, rather. Jeanette. Bad job by me. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Ben.
Welcome in here.
Yes.
All right. Are you just starting your day or ending your day?
I'm actually just starting my day, yes.
All right. Well, good morning. And what kind of work do you do?
I work in a medical laboratory.
Ooh. Look at that. That's an important job. Yeah. You got a coat on and all that stuff, right? You got a bunch of beakers and all that weird. All right. Hold on. All right. Hold on a sec. There's Jeanette. And
Quickie Mart.
No, it's not a Quickie Mart. That's right. Yeah. Although, no. Regina might have. No. All right. let's say hello to Marcelo, who is in Montebello. Hello, Marcelo in Southern California.
Hey, how's it going, big boy?
What's going on, Marcelo? You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to play.
All right. You sure about that? You sound a little tired.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We didn't wake you up, did we?
No, I've been waiting to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I wouldn't wait to talk to myself, but I'm glad you did. All right. Hold, and Marcelo, what kind of work do you have going on there in SoCal?
I work. I cut metal in aluminum, and I be cutting metal for the ventilators for the COVID.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's what I do. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
In Center Bridge Springs. Yeah.
Well, that's a good skill. That's a good skill to have. It's an important skill. All right, hold on a sec, Marcelo and Jeanette. Who do you want to partner up with?
I would like Coop.
Oh, boo!
Yeah,
boo. That means she must smoke weed. All right, Marcelo, no. who do you want to partner up with?
Cultivation scientist.
Yeah, she's a scientist. She's an interesting scientist. Yeah, Marcelo.
Yeah.
Who do you want to partner up with, Marcelo?
Partner up with you. Let's do that.
All right, there we go.
Good all choice.
Right. You dodged that one, Eddie.
Yeah, big man.
All right, we have a list of words, 1 to 10. Team Coop is up first. So,
oh, no.
Janet, you got to pick a number.
Two.
Number two. All right.
All right. Wow, this is a tough one.
Let's ask not that hard.
Let's go with... All right, I'm going to try the Mahler maneuver
No,
here.
You can't do the Mahler maneuver. That's no. Wow. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Does she know the Mahler maneuver? Yeah,
do you know the Mahler maneuver?
I know the Mahler maneuver.
Oh, that's familiar. Boo. Don't use that against me.
All right.
Hurry up.
Jeez, this is.
Come
this
on,
is
hurry up,
work.
Coop. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Stop it. Let's go with.
We got a tight clock.
Shower.
Curtain?
No.
All right. Didn't work. All right. That's my bad. All right. He said shower. How about,
hurry up. Hurry up.
How about sink?
What was that?
Sink.
Scent?
Sink. 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 like a kitchen sink.
Okay. Jeez.
What?
He's thinking. He's thinking.
What the hell? What is going on here? Are we in another?
We need
dimension?
An answer. What?
Say it. Say
scent?
It again. Say.
Scent.
No. Scent. What the hell? Let's just throw that word
Nobody
out.
Let's throw the word out. I'm gonna give it another try. She's gonna
hurry
get
up.
This. Let's go with gutter.
Drain?
Yeah! Oh. All right, Marcello.
Marcello,
pick a number. Hurry up, Marcello. Hurry up. Pick a number.
Number one.
Number one.
All right. How about froth? F-R-O-T. Froth.
What? Dental?
No. Oh, my God.
What? Oh, he thought you said floss.
No, I said fraud. F-R-O-T-H. I said fraud. All right, go ahead, Cooper.
Let's go with lather.
We're hurry up!
Time. We're time.
What?
No, not. Nah, it was foam. So? If you froth, no. You're foaming.
We win. Good job, Jeanette.
It was a bad win. It was not an impressive win. That was not an impressive win.
Got a murder. Gotta go.